The Venezuelan national anthem sung by thousands in Bolivar Plaza in Caracas, as Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is expected to announce Sunday when humanitarian aid will be delivered to the crisis-ridden country. Guaido told supporters Saturday the opposition would start collecting humanitarian aid in Brazil, Colombia, and an unnamed Caribbean island, and called on the military to allow the aid into the country. The U.S. has said it would transport aid to Venezuela at Guaido's request. President Nicolas Maduro has refused to accept aid because he believes it opens the way for a U.S.-led military intervention. Thousands of Guaido supporters carrying flags and blowing horns converged on a handful of locations around Caracas in support of his call for early elections. The leader of the world's Roman Catholics is making the first ever trip by a pope to the Arabian Peninsula, the birthplace of Islam. Pope Francis arrives in the United Arab Emirates Sunday for an interreligious conference. Father Rifat Bhatter is the director of the Catholic Center for Studies and Media.
I mean, every time we have a visit from a pope to any country, it means good cooperation as diplomatic relations between the Holy See, the Vatican, and the State of Emirates now. But plus, it is also to strengthen the Christian faith, which is based here in all serenity and fraternity with the other communities.
Before leaving the Vatican, Pope Francis said he had been following the humanitarian crisis in Yemen with great worry and urged all sides to respect international agreements and ensure food reaches the suffering Yemenis. This is VOA News. The biggest waste facility ever built in a refugee settlement has begun operating in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, home to nearly 1 million Rohingya refugees. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahecic says managing the waste in this terrain requires an innovative approach. He calls the new waste treatment facility a major step toward resolving this problem.
The ability to treat large volumes of waste on site rather than having to transport it elsewhere is a critical step to safe and sustainable disposal of such waste in emergency situations. This will significantly reduce health risks for refugees and host communities alike and the likelihood of outbreak of diseases.
Mahecic tells VOA UNHCR plans to roll out similar treatment facilities at other sites to ultimately deal with all of the waste being produced on a daily basis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The initial cost of the site is just under $400,000. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Sunday with a delegation of United Nations ambassadors ahead of their tour of the Lebanese border, where Israel uncovered Hezbollah infiltration tunnels. Netanyahu described Hezbollah, which this week joined the government of Lebanon, as a proxy for Iran.
In the UN General Assembly this year alone, there were 20 resolutions against Israel, 6 against the rest of the world, which includes Syria, includes Iran, and so on. So it's obviously absurd.
He said Israel would stop all the aggression, whether from Lebanon or Syria or from Iran itself. While unpredictable economic upheaval may be looming with the pending Brexit deadline, drug supply in the United Kingdom may suffer shocks due to the unclear Brexit prospect. As the clock ticks down to Brexit Day on March the 29th, a woman identified only as Algarve is a mother of a 4-year-old girl diagnosed with cerebral palsy and epilepsy living in London. The prescription medicine her daughter has to take every day cannot be purchased in advance.
This could be a matter of life and death for her, or it could mean that she can't function daily. She cannot miss those medicines. There's no ifs and buts about it, and we cannot use alternatives either.
There are many families that have similar problems in Britain, and some drugs are not even produced in the UK and rely entirely on imports from other European Union countries. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.